After posting solid gains yesterday, the share market today lost momentum and closed flat. The All Ords and the ASX 200 just giving back a few points by the close. The falls today were led by the bank and retail sectors. Gains in the resources sector, though, capped market losses, and Warrnambool cheese and butter shares ended unchanged as Canadian company Saputo announced it's now just a whisker away from taking control of the company, now owning just over 46% of shares. Across the region, it's been a fairly mixed day of trade. The Nikkei just giving back a few gains towards the close. The Hang Seng still up strongly. And the Aussie dollar had a rough night, dropping to 87.77 US cents overnight following yesterday's poor jobs data. It has recovered a little bit now. It's just over 88 US cents, but it's mixed against the major currencies. Well, Westpac believes that the dollar could return to as high as 92 US cents over the next few months. Sean Callow from Westpac explained why to me earlier.
Have to be some disappointment in the US, as you say, largely it would be driven by US factors. So you're quite right that the Fed does seem to be very determined to maintain its tapering stance process over the year, so reducing the amount of money printing. But even so, if the economy disappoints a little bit, you can still have interest rates not soaring, I guess, is the key for the US dollar. We think the US economy will disappoint this year.